From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is reportedly likely to propose new fees on banks and other financial firms when he unveils his budget plan next month. Fees aimed at helping reduce the federal deficit and recover some of the taxpayer money spent to bail out the financial system. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs declined to discuss any specifics of the budget, but he said the administration has been looking for ways to get back the billions of dollars loaned to financial institutions.
The president has talked on a number of occasions about ensuring that the money that taxpayers put up to rescue our financial system is paid back in full.
Gibbs added that some Wall Street executives, in his words, continue not to get it when it comes to massive bonuses slated to be paid at bailed-out financial firms. The president is scheduled to meet with labor leaders at the White House within the hour to discuss their differences with the administration over a key component of health care overhaul legislation. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The issue is a tax on high-priced employer-sponsored health plans, the so-called Cadillac plans. The Senate version of the bill would tax insurance companies that offer plans worth more than $23,000 for a family of four. The president supports the idea to pay for an overhaul, but also because it's widely considered a way to rein in health care costs. But unions say it will affect one in four of their members, many of whom bargained away wage hikes for more generous health care benefits. At the White House today, aides said the president was open to discussing ways to adjust the tax, maybe raising the level at which it kicks in, or creating a longer exemption for existing union contracts. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
North Korea has proposed signing a peace treaty to replace the truce that has been in place since the end of the Korean War. But the State Department says there will be no discussion about such a treaty until North Korea returns to the multinational talks concerning its nuclear program. Citrus growers in Florida are chipping away icicles in their orange groves today as people in that state and other parts of the South cope with record cold temperatures. The cold wave is also being blamed for power outages affecting thousands of homes and businesses. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
Farmers in Miami-Dade County say it's the first freeze they've experienced in years. This part of South Florida accounts for much of the country's tomatoes, squash, peppers, and sweet corn. Tomatoes are already coming in, and the first corn is just 10 days away from harvest. Farmers say frost damaged fruit and mature plants. That's likely to mean lower yields and higher prices at the supermarket. County Extension agents will begin making assessments to determine whether there's enough damage to seek an agriculture disaster declaration. Also of concern is Florida's $9 billion citrus industry. Citrus farmers in Central Florida are reporting frozen fruit and tree damage. They're trying to determine how extensive and long-lasting the damage will be. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
On Wall Street, just before the closing bell, the Dow Industrials are up 45 points at 10,663. This is NPR News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a delegation of lawmakers to the Detroit Auto Show today to show support for the U.S. automakers and to defend the federal bailout of the firms. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the assistance was a good investment of taxpayer dollars.
I spent a half a day at Chrysler, a half a day at Ford, and a half a day at GM. And what I saw was the kind of energy and enthusiasm that I have not seen in a long time.
LaHood says GM is already repaying some of its federal loans, but some government watchdogs are skeptical the government will get all of its money back. At the Detroit Auto Show, the North American Car of the Year award today went to the Ford Fusion hybrid midsize sedan. New York City's health department has drafted guidelines aimed at reducing the amount of salt in packaged and restaurant food by 25% over the next 5 years. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
First, New York City banned smoking, then trans fat. Then they went after high-calorie foods in restaurants. Now they're targeting America's favorite spice. New York's health department released guidelines for how much salt should be in typical foods. For instance, they called for 20% less sodium in peanut butter and 40% less in breakfast cereals. The guidelines are voluntary, but city officials hope that the public campaign can pressure manufacturers and restaurants to ease up on the shaker. The goal is to reduce the salt intake of New Yorkers by 20% and hopefully improve problems like high blood pressure and heart attacks. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Former St. Louis Cardinals slugger Mark McGwire has admitted using steroids in 1998 when he broke baseball's home run record. In a statement to the Associated Press, McGwire acknowledged using steroids for nearly a decade, a move he says he now regrets. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.